It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
Get ready. Prepare. Christmas time fills the air. Get ready. Get set. Go. Hurry. Time to celebrate. 'Tis the season for flare and glare. Hurry, scurry, worry everywhere. Beware, prepare, get this straight. I just can't wait to see all the gifts presented to me. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Only 3 for me. How can that be? Beware, prepare, take care. You got the date? Don't be late. Hurry, scurry. Why worry? There's not much to it. You can do it. Swizzle the drizzle on the frizzle, sprinkle the twinkle on the finkle wrinkle, clutter the tutter gutter with flutter mutter, add a lizzy busy oozy woozy boozy, and sing the cling clang bing bang boomerang and pray the hey day hooray okay ole. Decorate, donate, delegate, medicate, intoxicate, procrastinate, celebrate. Wait, why do we celebrate? God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
Dear Jesus, as you came in the stillness of the night so many Christmases ago, enter our lives this night. Help us to make this Christmas right. Overcome the darkness in our lives with your light so that we may clearly see what kind of sons and daughters we are to be. Amen. Merry Christmas.